I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Theater of the People is presenting a Henrik Ibsen revival, A Doll's House and Enemy of the People, directed by their founders Hannah Moss and David Nosko. It's at the John Waldron Arts Center with performances on Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th. Evening performances at 8. There's a matinee on Saturday at 2. And then the next weekend, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 8. Again, a Saturday matinee at 2. They're in the Rose Fire Bay, by the way. It's an intimate part of the John Waldron Arts Center. And our guest is one of the founders and adapters, director, in fact, of the segment on The Enemy of the People, David Nosko. David, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're a person who says that there's just nothing that's quite as much fun as doing community theater.
That's true. There's something that's very special about bringing a group of just ordinary folks together, actors from all backgrounds and experience levels, challenging them to take risks that they ordinarily aren't challenged to take, and putting them in a show that's in itself an extremely challenging project to take upon themselves and then kind of work towards the goal of a show.
Wow. Now, with the Ibsen revival, in quotes, I know that Hannah Moss has adapted A Doll's House for an hour performance, and you've been working with Enemy of the People. Tell us a little bit about how Ibsen becomes 1 hour.
About 80 pages a cut. We tried to maintain the structure of both the shows, so audiences familiar with either Doll's House or in Enemy of the People will recognize both stories for what they are. And when you kind of deconstruct a pretty famous work like A Doll's House or An Enemy of the People, as the adapter, you really start to understand how, in this case, Ibsen structured the story because you're having to pull pieces out of it. So you have to really think about what is important, why is it here, what function is it serving in kind of the overarching story, and if it's something that is necessary to maintain the integrity of the piece, it had to stay. If it was something that can be taken out, as long as the meaning's not changed too much, then it could go. So at some point, the first 30, 40 pages seemed fairly easy. When you start getting to 60, 70, 80, we're talking a week just to cut 10 pages because you're going line by line, word by word, and really giving as much respect to the Ibsen writing as possible.
Well, David, I know you're a playwright in addition to being an adapter, so it sounds as if this was quite a lesson for you and might well be a lesson for those of us who are somewhat familiar or at least vaguely familiar with having seen or read the play at some point.
We hope. We truly tried to stay true to what Ibsen was intending as best as possible under the circumstances. Part of the challenge was trying to showcase two of Ibsen's stories in a night, not to change it and not to play with it, but really to try to share with the audience. A Doll's House gets done quite a bit in a variety of capacities. An Enemy of the People is fairly obscure. For instance, my cast, almost every single one of them auditioned for A Doll's House. So when they were casting Enemy of the People, it was pretty shocking, and we've kind of had a journey of trying to understand what that show's about. But we respect Henrik Ibsen very much, and we respect both of these works so much. We're trying to do everything we can to modernize it in a way that audiences can see what is there and appreciate it in today's context.
We've been talking with David Nosko. He, along with Hannah Moss, founders of the Theater of the People, their second production, really, is of two plays, A Doll's House and An Enemy of the People, each in a one-hour presentation. It takes place in the John Waldron Arts Center in the intimate Rose Fire Bay. Shows are this Friday, the 17th, at 8, and then Saturday at 2 and 8. The next weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, and a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday, October 24th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.